kind of exit from the road.
Just to get appreciation of what we're doing. This is mostly from the Sefer Harei Kedem, one of the Sfarim that brings the Torah of the Rav, the Chushurkin. Anyway, so the Rav used to talk about Slichas a lot, what makes Slichas unique as a tefillah. Already the Levush in Tav Kukayal points out, as we alluded to on Thursday, that Slichas that we have on the Yom Noraim is unique and distinct from, let's say, Slichas the rest of the year. In the fact that the rest of the year, Slichas is said in connection to Chazaras Hashatz. Some, the original institution was to say it during the Chazaras Hashatz itself, during the Brach of Tzlach Lanu Avinu. And we typically do it right after Chazaras Hashatz is over. Right, we have Slichas, and then we have Binu Malkeinu, and so on. However, we have Slichas and Yom Noraim, beginning Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, through Yom Kippur. We do it integrated with, you know, as a separate tefillah, except Yom Kippur, of course, we do it in the tefillah itself, but when we do it, you know, starting Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, it's separate with an Ashrei, with a Kaddish Tiskabel at the end, the Tachnun. So there are a lot of interesting things that obviously can be drawn out from this. The Ramah brings a minhag. We don't really have this so much, but Ramah brings the beginning of Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, where you have Slichas being mentioned. Of course, I should also acknowledge the Sfardim, who are doing it a whole month of Elul. So that's what the Mechaber says. But Minhag Ashkenaz, a little bit easier, that we only do it starting, you know, a little before Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramah brings a minhag that the one who davens Slichos for the Amud davens the rest of the day. In other words, the other tefillahs. We don't really find this minhag today for us. But what does it mean? What's the basis for it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings in Magen Avraham based on the notion called Maschil, the mitzvah amalo gemor. If you start a mitzvah, you finish it. Now, what does that mean? As if you're starting a mitzvah, so the mitzvah is incomplete, and then you finish the mitzvah. But here, what does one thing have to do with the other? So, in fact, you daven slichas, what does that have to do with shachris, mincha, afterwards? So here the Rav brought out a very important idea, and that is that slichas is meant to be an additional tefillah, right? As we noted, it's a separate tiskabel, a separate maimed of tefillah. But it's not just that. It's meant to set the tone for the entire rest of the day. In other words, that through the tefillah of slichos, so every other tefillah now has a different quality to it, more readily accepted, because it was framed by having the introductory tefillah of slichas. So before shachris, right, that's when you have slichas, and then that sets the tone for what comes later, shachris and then mincha. The original institution was to do it at night, and we do it mostly Shabbos at night. What's become more common is to do it before shachris, whenever shachris is, so you go earlier and you have this tefillah, which again is really meant to set the tone and to frame the tefillahs that follow. That's why this idea of Maschil Mincha Omer L'Gemor. Another application of this idea in a different direction is what the Rav used to say about Tefillas Ni'ilah. Tefillas Ni'ilah is what we say at the end of Yom Kippur, and the idea of Ni'ilah is a Ribui Tefillah also. It's like an additional Tefillah. Again, it starts with an Ashrei, Ro L'Tzion, and a Kaddish, and so on. We don't usually daven Ni'ilah. But what is Ni'ilah? It's meant to frame, you know, what was said before. All the tefillahs of the day of Yom Kippur, this goes back already to my Rav of Yom Kippur, all of that gets brought up and gets, you know, that extra boost through the Ni'ilah at the end. And nafkamina of all this is the following. Suppose a person would daven slichas without having davened, or without davening subsequently the rest of the tefillahs of the day. Or, in the case of Ni'ilah, if you wouldn't have davened the other tefillahs of Yom Kippur, and then you get to Ni'ilah, so really the whole significance is lost. Because the whole point of these tefillahs are, to the extent that they join together with the rest of the tefillahs of the day. That's very interesting, so that, again, the Rav liked to talk about. Just maybe one other nekuda. Again, in terms of the difference between slichas now and slichas, let's say, of a time of Tzibur, the Ramah brings earlier in Hilchas Tainis, this is something we're also familiar with. A yachid, an individual who's not davening b'tzibur, shouldn't say yud gimel midos. Right? That's why not. So usually the reason given is because yud gimel midos is called davish v'kedusha, just like you don't say kaddish and kedusha v'yachidus, you don't say yud gimel midos the yachid either. The Rav thought maybe there's another reason for this. And that is because the way we learn out the notion of saying Yudim Midas is from the drasha the Gemara brings in Rosh Hashanah by Yavar Hashem al Panav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe a Seder Tefillah to say Yud Gimel Midos. Vayavor is interpreted as Ki'ilu Kiviyachol in the Mar Nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Ki'ilu he was a Shliach Tzibur. Vayavor Hashem al Panav, and he was Mis'ate B'talis. And he taught Moshe, this is what you should say. Hashem, Hashem, Kelech HaMechanu. So when you know the whole idea of a Shliach Tzibur, obviously, is only in the context of a Tzibur. So therefore, the whole idea of teaching Yudim Midos has to do with the Shliach Tzibur and a Tzibur, so it has to be done, obviously, the Tzibur. Now, a Nafgamina could be as follows, because the Ramah seems to say, Mishnah Berurah doesn't understand, brings the Nachronim, that they ask Akasha, they don't understand this Ramah. The Ramah brings there that so too, just like a Yachid shouldn't say Yudim Midos, so too he shouldn't say Slichas. So why not? What would be the reason why not to say slichas? So why does that mean slichas? Mistamak mean the psukim, or maybe it means the introductory paragraph, or kel melech. I mean, I don't know about the piyutim. Piyutim are sort of kind of added on, but that's what the Rama says, that he should not say slichas either. So here the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Achronim the question on the Rama, why should it be that they can't say slichas biyachid? But according to what we're saying now, yeah, he says, anyway, so the answer could be because Slichas is this Avayavar Shem Apanav, it's all part of the same institution as Slichas. But then the Rav thought that maybe in Svara one can machalik between Slichas, let's say, of Tana Sibur and Slichas of Yom Noraim. In other words, really what we have now, even though it's not Rosh Hashanah yet, but this is Me'ein already Aseres Yimei Tshuva. That's what they bring, we have to have 4 days. Because you have 4 days that you can't fast during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuva, Erev Yom Kippur. So you have to have a minimum of 4 days before Rosh Hashanah to say Slichos. So this is already like the gather in some respects like Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we know, is the idea of Dirush Hashem Behimatzo. That even though the rest of the year, Sibur has a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but a Yachid, it's not so simple. But during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and maybe now during Yimei Slichos, there's already the Yachid has already a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more readily available. And therefore, maybe you could argue that when you say Slichas the rest of the year, then only the Sibur, not the Yachid. But maybe Dafka now, it's okay to say the Yachid. Halacha l'maisa, we don't assume this way. We're saying this as a Svara, that maybe you could hear that maybe it should be different when it comes to Slichas of the Yom Nora. There's a lot more interesting ideas and insights, but I just want to give you a little bit of an appreciation of this. Maybe over the next couple of days, we'll be doing Yanni Rosh Hashanah, just a few minutes beginning of Shir, just to be able to feel ourselves. Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, there's so much that we could be talking about, and we have only a few days. But whatever we're able to do, everyone on their own should try to imayin a little bit in halachos and whatever ways that you could to be able to feel the importance of the days that are coming up.